The following show contains explicit content.
Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus, a podcast about things and stuff.
I changed the music up a little bit.
Yeah, it kind of threw me off a bit.
Called Paris. It's by this band called Magic Man.
Okay.
Just discovered them about a week ago. I really like this song, though.
I'm digging it.
It's from an EP called You Are Here. You can get it on iTunes for like $5. So, do.
Do it.
So do.
Please do this.
Welcome to Chatty Wampus. It's the 8th episode of this fine podcast. My name is Jack. Her name is Nicole. She's dressed up. She's
okay.
She's in a dress.
I'm in a skirt.
With heels.
Yes.
Really nice earrings, which you've taken off.
For the headphones, yeah. Well, I didn't have any clean pants to wear today, and I didn't want to wear dirty pants. So I was like, oh, I've got this skirt. Oh, I've got this shirt. I can wear these shoes. So I just ended up being dressed up for work.
Inadvertently.
All because I did not do my laundry.
Do you have to, like, adhere to a dress code at your place?
Well, they call it business casual, but honestly, people will show up in jeans and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
It's casual. But I do want to actually work on my wardrobe and just get some nicer things because it's only going to help me.
Yeah.
You know, if I move on to another job, I'll have a nice wardrobe. And it takes a while. If you want good quality stuff, it costs a bit.
Yeah.
So you kind of have to, you know, buy an outfit here, buy an outfit there, and then eventually you'll have something that's...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's a time when I worked at the radio station that I would actually come in wearing, like, you know, a button-up plaid shirt. Sometimes
yeah.
I wear dress pants. I would try to make myself look a little presentable. It was a radio station, so obviously, you know, it's a very laid-back environment. And 9 times out of 10, I would come in wearing, you know, just a t-shirt and jeans or shorts or anything. There were some times that just because once you go into the office, it's all hoity-toity sales executives.
Yes.
And suits walking around.
You want to make a good impression.
Exactly. And I'm walking around wearing a Rocco's Modern Life t-shirt, you know.
You gave me that shirt and I wore it to work one Friday. And I thought, oh, I'm going to be so cool. You know, everyone's going to remember this one shirt and it's really funky. Another girl has the same fucking shirt and she wore it that same day.
That one day.
I was like, are you serious?
I bought that shirt in 2009, too, which is hilarious.
Jeez.
So you're all dressed up. Meanwhile, this is what I wore to work today.
Oh my God. Who is that?
This is Lavelle Crawford. He played Huel on Breaking Bad.
Oh my goodness.
It's just a white shirt with a massive blown up image of just his head. With him making a very confused look on his face.
It's intense. And the wrinkles, like when you're sitting down, they wrinkle his face. It just looks so funny.
And it helps too that I've got this gut now. So, because he's a big guy. That's his thing.
It helps because it's right on his double chin.
Yeah.
So it's perfect.
He's a very large egg-shaped man. Both his head and his abdomen are in the shape of an egg. And on Breaking Bad, he was like the role of an enforcer.
Egg-shaped. This
is perfect. I'm walking around at work today. Now I work at a video game company. There is no dress code. I mean, you could go in pretty much wearing whatever you want.
Yeah.
But there are other companies in our building.
Yes.
So I'm walking up and down the main hallway to either go to the cafeteria or go outside and go to the bathroom. And I'm passing by.
Dressed like that.
All these other companies have dress codes. A lot of suits walking around. And they're all just staring at me and staring at my shirt and giving me dirty looks. I'm just thinking to myself, you guys are just jealous because I can wear whatever I want. You can't.
Chances are they make more money than you, though.
I don't care.
You don't care? I'm getting to the point where I do. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I love my job. I'm learning a lot of new things. Not only am I learning things about my job, but what my boss is doing is, because the company is shifting in such a way, I'm learning upper management shit.
Nice.
basically, I'm just taking notes so I can compile program documents.
Yeah.
But still, I'm working with the finance department, working with IT, seeing how stuff gets built, why we need to have certain contracts,
mm-hmm.
all the red tape.
Yeah.
That I should not be learning, but I am.
To make yourself more versatile.
It's that, and it's only going to help me.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I am thinking about the future, and unfortunately, I don't make a lot of money.
Neither do I.
Not that I have skills to make a lot of money, but eventually I would like to make money.
You gotta remember about 80% of people in this country don't make a lot of money. Remember that.
I know,
where are we, the 99%? Wasn't that thing a few years ago?
Well, it depends, because I heard something else about if you look at the global economy, mm-hmm. the 1%ers
yeah.
are people who make, I think, over 20 grand. Because you're taking the world's economies into yeah. account, so all of the third world countries, places that aren't even, you know,
places
as
that don't
good
have
as here.
Economies.
More or less.
Yeah.
So, I mean, in perspective, it depends on what you're comparing it to. I make shit in comparison to a CEO. I make bank in comparison to someone in a rural village like Zimbabwe.
Or someone that works at like McDonald's. You're somewhere making minimum wage.
Well, I mean, some of the states are bumping up their minimum wage. What was it? What state was it? Colorado, Washington, one state bumped up their minimum wage to $15.
Jesus Christ.
$15.
The federal minimum wage that
got... Minimum wage, $15.
Yeah, that's just state minimum wage. The federal minimum wage, they actually, Congress denied hiking the minimum federal minimum wage up.
What's the federal minimum wage?
Oh, it's like $7.75.
That is
maybe.
Disgusting.
I gotta double check that, but it's very.
The
very
problem
low.
Is different states have different economies. Almost, mm-hmm. for example, whenever I'd go down to Florida, get a gallon of milk, a gallon of gas, those things cost a lot less than they do up here. And I mean, it's all perspective,
yeah.
you know, because the people who live down there, it's my opinion, because I've been told from some of the people who live there, don't make as much per hour. It's mm-hmm. just scaled.
Yeah.
The value is still comparable. You know, you buy that gallon of milk, it costs you, I don't know, 5 minutes of work or whatever the math may work out to be.
Right.
It's the same amount of work up here, just a different dollar value.
Exactly. $9.32 per hour in Washington as of January 1st, 2014.
That's gross.
That's still a lot. I mean, when I got the board op job at the radio station, that was $10 an hour. I was more than ecstatic to be even making double digits.
But how old were you?
I was 20.
Exactly. You don't have a lot to compare it to when you're 20, but I'm trying to put on my big girl pants, and I'd really mm-hmm. like to... What I'm focusing on now is working hard, learning things, assembling a wardrobe, and yeah. kind of establishing myself. Yeah. This is my first office that I've worked at. I have had a promotion, so I am trying to learn more.
Right.
Although on Tuesday, I'm going to be doing some sound recording for
yeah.
my company.
Yeah.
We're changing the way we're doing training, and we're having actual, instead of having one-on-one where you sit with someone and they train you and whatnot, we're going to have videos to refer to. Just kind of trying to update our company model, because our company is getting up there in years, and they're trying to, you know, just freshen it up a bit.
Yeah.
And so we had these auditions, and I thought, well, I might as well just go for it. Worst they're going to do is say no. I've got a hobby where I'm on the radio. Give it a shot.
Yeah.
The guy who is doing he's the head of training, pretty much said I was the best candidate. They picked a guy and a girl, and I was the girl that they picked. So
I thought you could say you were both the guy and the girl.
I'm going to be both. We're just going to put some bass in my voice.
Just walk in, and when they're doing like the recordings and everything, just drop this as your first line.
Because I've got a sandwich in my pants. Well, I mean, that's what I did. No. I mean, I just sat down at a computer and just kind of recorded myself. I did a couple takes, but I recorded myself, listened to it back, and was like, all right, you yeah. know, that sounds good.
You're used to your voice now, though, right?
I am.
Yeah.
I'm used to, because I don't talk like this. When I'm talking to you just without the mics, I don't feel like I talk the same way as I do when I'm on mic.
You got like presenter voice. I do the same thing. And people say that they've listened to Talk Radio Meltdown, they listen to this show, and they say to me like, how can you sound so different when you're talking?
Now, do you notice yourself putting it on? It becomes natural.
I notice it.
I don't notice myself putting it on.
I notice it because there are some times during the show when I kind of have to get into like a presenter mode, like getting a radio voice if there's something I have to mention, or if I'm trying to like either introduce something or get things on track, or just kind of like, you know, especially coming out of like a break or something, just trying to get everything back off the ground.
Yeah.
For like 30 seconds, I'm in like radio mode.
Radio Jack.
And then once the discussion starts, I kind of like fall back. And then, because then people will say, it's like, there are times when I hear you, and then there are times when I'm hearing someone that's not you. If that makes any sense.
No, it does. I just, for some reason, I don't feel like, I know that this is not my voice. I know this is not the way I sound typically when I'm talking with people.
Right.
But it's so natural when I get on the microphone. I just fucking rock.
Yeah. Well, you're really good at it, and you got a good voice for it. And I when you told me a couple of weeks ago or whatever that you were, that you got that gig, I was really excited, and this was the first thing I could think of.
What are you saying, Jack? What? Oh, you would.
I'm glad that this silly project of ours has kind of rubbed off and has actually gotten you something.
It's interesting. Granted, yeah. I'm not going to be compensated extra, you know? This is just something that really will only be putting my name out there. But at this level, because we're just starting these things, yeah, and I'm one of the first people to start doing these recordings, I mean, yeah, these videos are going to be around for a while.
Yeah.
These are going to be used. And that's me.
Mm-hmm.
It gets your name out there. Yeah. It gives you, and it's scary in a way.
Yeah.
Because you're putting yourself out there. But I feel like it's a good idea.
It is a good idea.
You know?
Yeah. And I don't know. I feel like, I don't want to say like, for some reason the word commanding is coming to mind, and that's not the word to use for this. But you've definitely got like, if this does become a regular thing and you actually start doing more than one project like this, then I don't know, I kind of feel like you can almost become sort of like a spokesperson, you know, just kind of like the person, yeah, to do this for the company, you know?
Well,
providing you don't just sit down and start swearing profusely.
Yeah, yeah. I can't do that. That's a no-no.
Yeah.
But I work with family. I work with two of my aunts, yeah, and one of my aunts is a supervisor, and she heard the file because, I mean, the files have been floating around, so yeah, it's a small company. People hear it.
Yeah.
So my aunts heard it. And one of my aunts said, you should do the phone recordings, like when you call the company.
Yeah.
Granted, we're not a huge company, but like you said, you'd be the voice of the company.
Yeah.
You know, when you get a new hire, whoever that is, yeah, you're the person they're hearing.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's scary in a way, but it's also really cool, I think. So I'm really excited for that.
Have your family members heard Talk Radio Meltdown? Just out of curiosity.
I played a bit for my mom.
They would be so... Well, your mom also came on the show for about 30 seconds.
I tried to get them to listen to it, and they...
They would be horrifically insulted, I can tell you that right now.
What do you mean? No, you know the stock that I come from. My family would not be insulted in the least.
Are you sure?
Positive. Not that kind of sex. I think my mom would be proud of the fact that I can differentiate between... That I have boundaries.
Yeah.
That I have a line and I stick to it.
Yeah.
I think she'd be proud of that. Yeah.
Yeah. I know for a fact my... Oh, well. I know I've had family members that have listened to the show. My aunt...
Oh, really?
Actually said she's listened a bunch of times. And I'm just like... My first reaction was, I'm so sorry. When we did the 200th episode, my father was there. He brought a friend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that was... I remember calling him out, like, getting everyone in the room to applaud for him. And he was tanked at that point. He was just like, yeah, what are we clapping about?
Woo! That's cute.
Yeah. That's awesome. I'm glad that they think you have an awesome enough voice to do this project.
And it's so cool how a hobby is actually going to be... Had I never done this show with you,
yeah,
I never would have auditioned for that.
Exactly.
You know? And it's so weird that, like you said, it's kind of just like merging, and I don't know. I think it's really interesting. It's fun.
You should bring in the promos that you recorded a couple months ago for the show. when we did all the new promos and you voiced almost all of them. You should bring those in.
What do you mean?
Just bring them in. Just play them. Be like, look, this is, I mean, they
already
picked
you.
Yeah, it's not like you have to prove anything, but just give them kind of like, if you want to show it off, you know, you could do that. Just like, hey, I recorded this. Listen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to make sure I pick the least vulgar one out.
Yes, that's a good idea. I don't want to give the wrong impression.
Whichever one I don't refer to you as a cunt, I'm pretty sure I think there's one of them.
I think there's only one or two.
I just start calling off on you.
Yeah, I think in one of them I drop the F-bomb at least 5 times, so we might have to cut something up and doctor something.
I have the raw audio recordings lying around somewhere if you want to show them off. But
cool.
Speaking of hobbies and things that you're good at, you're doing, well, this show we pre-recorded and normally do the show live on Saturdays.
Yes.
And it's likely Saturday right now if you're listening to this, and we're not live.
Sorry. It took us 20 minutes again to mention the fact that we're not paying attention to anyone in chat.
15.
15?
Yep.
Oh, yep. Shaved off 5 minutes.
Yep, we're getting better.
All right.
One day we'll get it down to like 3.
Or we'll just record a whole show and just never admit to the fact that we're not live.
I took Red and Mike by surprise last night during the show because I started dropping plugs for More Like Radio during the show, and they're both looking at me like, what? I play at promos, but very rarely do I ever actually mention the station. And I'm always telling everyone at More Like Radio, too, I'm like, I got to do such a better job of actually plugging the station.
And you finally did something?
And I finally did. And Red and Mike are like, huh?
I know this probably shouldn't be talked about on air, but fuck it, because I'm going to forget. Those t-shirts?
Yes.
Scrams got back to me.
The Red Show t-shirts.
Yes, and he's like, did you get the t-shirts? I told him we got the first bunch, but we didn't get the other ones that they said were going to be sent. So we need the sizes. I can't remember who doesn't have a shirt. So if you want to get in touch with him.
Yeah, I might as well.
Because I can't remember. I've got a shirt, you've got a shirt. Mike's got a shirt, but it's not in the right size.
Yeah, we need a bunch of extra mediums.
We need one for Katie. And one for Red. Do we just need those two?
Red's a triple X. I found that out last night.
Oh.
Yeah. I think he needs to go to like a big and tall store for that size.
Well, he is both big and tall.
Yes, he is. For now.
For now.
For now. The Red Show, morelikeradio.com, Wednesdays, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern.
It's worth a listen.
Ding.
The Dink Show.
It's not
the Ding Show. It's the Dink Show.
But yeah, you got something that you're really good at, makeup. You're very knowledgeable. You're very knowledgeable with makeup.
I'm not very good technically with it, but I do look at it a lot, and I've got a good collection, and I'm really trying to get into it more.
I think you do a good job with it.
I always try to do the same thing because I'm trying to perfect an everyday look,
yeah.
And so I don't want to just throw purple and pink and green on my eyelids. I'm trying to perfect the everyday look, and then once I get that...
Yeah.
But I need to expand my comfort zone, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you don't come in the room looking like Mimi from the Drew Carey Show.
Not yet, no.
No, you're not that intense. but this weekend, the reason why we're not doing a show live is because Nicole's going to be in Boston all weekend for...
Yes, the 48-hour film project. A friend of mine dabbles in videos, and he's going to be... Him and a few friends of his are going to be... I don't know if competing is the right word, but they're going to submit a work to this little festival where we get the topic Friday. Mm-hmm. They write the script out. We film it on Saturday, maybe early Sunday. It gets edited and submitted by Sunday.
Nice.
So it's 48 hours. You need to come up with something.
That's interesting that they're doing that because without giving away too much information about where I work, we did a thing this past weekend called the Game Jam, where over the course of 48 hours, starting on, I believe, Friday at 5 p.m. and ending Sunday at 5 p.m., these four groups that work in the development side and the quality assurance side put together complete video games.
Oh, wow.
In 2 days.
Oh, jeez.
Using an engine solely for, like, web-based, like, kind of like Flash. Something you could play in a web browser.
Yeah.
That you could, it's almost like, I don't want to say it's simple to put together, but it's a very simple engine to work with. So you could put something together in 2 days, and these were fully functional, albeit hilarious-looking games.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that's cool that I don't know. Is this like a thing now? People are doing these 48-hour projects?
I'm not sure.
Like,
this is the first time I've heard of it, but I don't do much with filming and anything. But yeah, my friend, he sent me a text maybe a month ago, and he's like, hey, you know, I'm doing this project. He's like, you know, I know that you love makeup. I think you're really good at it. Would you be interested in doing the makeup? And I thought, I was like, I'm terrified. First of all, makeup is a hobby of mine. Everything that I have is my collection. I don't have a makeup artist kit.
Right.
I don't have anything set up. It's all for my personal use. I don't have that many brushes. I don't have, you know, disposable mascara wands. I don't have those things. I don't have a range of foundations and concealers that I can use on clients. I'm learning this stuff on my own. And I told him that. I said, you know, I'm very new at this. I'm not established. I'm not a makeup artist. Yeah. This is a hobby of mine. And he said, well, you know more about it than anyone I know.
Yeah. So it's a go-to.
I said, okay.
I've found people like Mike, for example, doing all the liners for the show and everything. Picked him for two reasons. One, because he's on the show. It was out of convenience. But two, he used to work at a strip club. He's really good at being the
I think it's awesome that he used to work at a strip club.
I know. You got to
so
talk about it.
Awesome.
The stories are great. You got
to
talk about it.
I need to hear the stories.
Yeah, at least hear him do like a routine.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But he had the mic talent experience from working the station events.
Yeah.
So it's just, I said to him, like, hey, you have a good voice. You're probably
Let's
the best
use
person
it.
I know. Like, yeah, exactly. It's networking, you know? This person just happens to know you as someone who is apparently very knowledgeable in makeup. If anything else, I mean, you show me all the things you're always watching on YouTube, and you show me all these things that you find, and I have no idea what the hell you're talking about, but you seem to. So
I love it. It sounds so lame, but it's a genuine passion of mine, and I'm really excited for this, because if I do want to pursue something in being a makeup artist and having it be more than just a hobby, one, he's the producer. My friend is the producer. I gave him a list of things that I'll need to have a kit, all hygienic things. You know, I'm going to need this percentage rubbing alcohol. I'm going to need these supplies in order to keep everything hygienic. Granted, I'm not doing makeup on a lot of people, but when you're working with clients, you want to be professional and you want to be clean about it. And so one, he's helping me build my kit. And two, this is a good opportunity for me to see if I like working on people.
It is. It really is.
And it seems it's a small group of people. It's not a huge, pressured environment. Yeah, we have a little bit of time, but I already told them, they already know that I'm not an expert at this.
Yeah.
But I'll bring everything I have and I'll do whatever I can to help.
Yeah. And they trust you. It's just like with the other thing you're doing. They trust you.
So I hope I do well.
You've got these skills that people are starting to pick up on, which is awesome.
It's interesting because these were just hobbies.
Yeah, but that's how these things start.
You kind of just fall into it, yeah.
I mean, I would love if like what I've learned from doing podcasting ever actually lands me a job, an actual paying job somewhere, it would be something that was derived from a hobby.
Yeah.
And even then though, like you've asked me, friends have asked me, actual radio people have asked me what all this equipment does, what each and every single thing here does.
Yep.
No clue.
No fucking idea.
I don't know. I don't know what any of the actual technical terms on the... I'll like the... Looking at the processor in the top. Expander / gate. Compressor / limiter. Yeah, I know what some of those words mean. I know what the gate is, but I don't know what the rest of it is. I don't know what all these individual knobs do.
But you move them and you make it sound good.
They're positioned in a spot right now that it sounds good when it's played back. And I just kind of took a picture of everything and I wrote it down. And I'm like, okay, if I want something to sound good, it's at this peg.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Two to the right, three to the left.
Well, exactly. They'll have numbers on the top, you know? So like this one right here has got a negative 10, okay? So I did like, what is it? I did like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. 5 to the left.
Oh, jeez.
And that's how I figured out.
But the important thing is that it sounds good because none of the listeners are going to care. Oh, the gate's at negative 10 or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
They care that it sounds good.
Yeah. Like if an audiophile has come up and be like, your gate is showing, you know, I assume that would be some sort of awful audio joke. And I would look at it and be like, huh? And then they explain to me, I'm like, oh, that thing. Yeah, I know what that is.
Ash?
No.
No?
No.
Ash is supportive.
Ash would just very simply go, "Your show sounds like shit, mate."
Was that your British accent?
It's my Ash accent.
That was adorable.
Ash was posting the pictures of himself on Facebook today with like a sledgehammer or something, or a shovel. I've never actually seen, like, I don't know much about like his personal life, but he was posting these pictures of like him in his natural habitat.
His natural habitat.
Yeah, he's in like a work uniform. He had some instrument in his hand. He looked like he was going to kill someone.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, he looked
you
like
you don't post that to social media.
He looked like a serial killer.
That's terrifying.
I think he was just kind of like taking a selfie before he went out and committed murder.
Okay, yeah. So if we look at the news now, we'll probably see like a double homicide.
It'd have to be the BBC. It's not going to make any of the local news.
Yeah, but they're great at reporting things, so it would be immediate.
We'll have to look up like what's their like
Guardian
tabloid out there?
The Guardian.
Is the Guardian's their tabloid? Yep. Yeah.
Or the, what is it, the Mail UK, UK Mail or something like that?
Yeah.
Where there's a million links on the sidebar. Half of them are about Kate Middleton.
Oh, the Daily Mail, actually.
Daily Mail.
I got that open right now.
Daily Mail.
Yeah. It's like.
I love that shit. I will go on that site and lose 3 hours because I just keep clicking links.
But see, crazy. They'll take the story and only, half of their report will be true. So in Ash's case, it'll be like, local man murders 6 and then fucks a horse.
You're like, whoa.
It's like, well, which part of this is true? I'm not sure.
Either way, it's concerning.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Not surprised. It's Ash.
I love Ash.
I don't even know Ash.
You'll meet him one day.
Maybe.
You'll meet him one day. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we got some stuff we could talk about. Speaking of Daily Mail, I have an article from that with Stephen Hawking was interviewed.
Oh.
And had an opinion on new technology that actually, if you think about it, kind of makes sense.
Ooh, I'm curious.
Yeah, we'll come back and talk about that in a little bit.
Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus.
Featuring Jack Gill and Nicole Mossy.
Do you like video games? Are you a little antisocial? Well, listen to Antisocial Gamer Radio. Tuesdays from 3 to 5 on morelikeradio.com.
Now I'm realizing that this is all going to be on fucking podcast. I told you.
I was trying to warn you the whole time.
Dude, I don't care. I'm voluntarily Skyping into you. Use this to make a promo. I don't care. No. Mm-hmm. Dude, like I said, my fiance doesn't listen. Dutch got drunk one night. Well, he gets drunk every night. But he got drunk one night, and I used it as a promo. Why not? Use this into a promo. I give everyone permission to turn this audio into a promo. I don't care.
He also used drunk me for a promo, too, if you remember.
Yeah. AJ, you play it every week.
I do. Folks at home, Radio Gold like this happens every Sunday and Thursday at midnight on 360 on 420, only on morelikeradio.com.
Wait, why is that guy gargling?
This is your morning wake-up call.
Get up. It's how I get my morning started. They're my morning show.
All right, here's a little inside info. They're not even real listeners. These are staged people, and you hear the same thing across the entire country. And that's why Hammy, the true American, is going to serve his country and expose these hack shows for what they are.
Only on Radio. Friday nights, 8 to 10 on
morelikeradio.com. Don't fuck it up, because if I have a good take and he likes it and you yell the word cunt, he's going to be pissed off and punch you right in the moob.
Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus.
Hello. Welcome back to Chatty Wampus, the 8th episode of this fine podcast. 2 months we've been around.
Wow, has it been 2 months already?
I believe the first show was March 1st.
Eight weeks.
I might be completely wrong, but...
Are you lying to me?
I might be completely wrong. It definitely wasn't April. I wouldn't be crafty enough to schedule the first episode of Chatty Wumpus to be the around the same time as the first episode of Talk Radio Meltdown. That's just asinine. Why
would
I do
that? It's a weekly thing, so I mean 8 weeks ago.
Yeah. I'm pretty certain we started at the beginning of March. If we didn't, then I'm wrong. But oh, let's just say 2 months. It's been a fun 2 months.
Yeah.
And if we can go another 5 months, then we will have officially succeeded Conor O'Brien, how long he had the Tonight Show for. That's how I gauge everything now. 7 months.
You're obsessed with Conor O'Brien.
If I can have a project go that much longer, then I've beat him at yet something else.
That no one listens to. Think about how many people know who Conan O'Brien is.
Everyone.
How many people know who Jack Gill is?
Everyone.
Really? See,
there's a difference in the everyone. It's just with Conan. It's just everyone with me. Everyone. It's like Gary Oldman in Leon the Professional. You ever see that?
Oh, my God.
You ever see that movie?
I know what you're referring to. Oh, my goodness. You're ridiculous.
I fucking love this movie.
You're ridiculous.
I told you. Benny. Bring me everyone.
What do you mean everyone?
Everyone!
Who was he in Harry Potter?
He was Sirius Black.
Yes. I always forget Sirius Black's name.
Why?
I don't know. I just, that's like, anytime I try to think of that character, I'm like, color. He was named after a color.
Yes. Yes, he was.
Remember, the last time I really paid attention to Harry Potter, save for part two of the last movie, was like 2000. Whenever the third book came out. 2001, maybe. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I read the first three books, and that was it. That's how much I pay attention to Harry Potter.
I was obsessed.
Yeah, you and Kay on your hand, because today
is the 16th anniversary of the Battle of Hogwarts.
That's the last book, right? Last book slash
movie? Yes, that's when the last battle took place, May 2nd, 1998.
Yeah.
So 16 years ago today, Harry saved the wizarding world. And, well, not just Harry. There were a lot of lives lost, a lot of casualties.
So was the premise of the book and everything, was their last year supposed to, because it's in the 90s, obviously.
Yes.
Was the last year supposed to be, like, the same year that the first book came out?
Well, that's interesting, and I've heard that before.
Yeah.
And what's funny is that someone actually cited a part in the book that says something about you're going to be so much more famous, Harry. You know, this is important what you're doing. They're going to write books about you.
Yeah.
And so people have talked about it a lot. I can't remember when the first book came out.
I think it was 98.
It was either 97 or 98.
Yeah.
But it's funny how that happens.
Yeah, because that would be really clever. Yeah, that would be, because I never realized until very recently those books, that whole storyline takes place like in the 90s.
It started in 91, I believe.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, didn't Harry's
parents... starts when he's 11.
Right, but didn't Harry's parents die in the 80s, though?
Well, he was born in the 80s, yes, and they did die in the 80s.
Because how old was he when his parents got
killed? He was a baby. He was only a couple of months, maybe a year old.
So like 81. Then?
Yeah.
80, 81.
He would have to have been born in 1980, I think.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. I had asked you recently if I could borrow the first book.
Yeah, I have them.
I need to get educated on this.
Absolutely.
I am affiliated with someone whose entire life is centered around these books and puppies, so I should probably get myself educated on one of those.
At least one of them, yeah. Definitely. I definitely agree with you there.
And plus, that means you and I have something to talk about, too.
Well, it's just a good story, too.
And every other female I've ever known.
Harry Potter's not just a girl thing. It's an amazing thing.
Oh, I know. She's every female I know. Let's see. Kate, you, Jackie, my boss. My boss is obsessed with the kid. I think it's the kid that plays Draco.
Oh, Tom Felton?
Oh, my God. She loves him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's Hey, conversation material. You know?
What is his name? Matthew Lewis, the guy who played Neville.
Yeah.
He got hot. He got really sexy. Have you seen him recently?
Is he just a hunk?
Oh my God. There's a lot of funny pictures where it'll take the cast and it'll have them in their weird teenage years, and then it'll have them now, like, on the red carpet, and it just says puberty. You're doing it right.
Didn't one
or
of
like
them...
magic had to have been involved.
Didn't one of them go from like black to white too?
No, that was because the kid who played, I believe it was Vincent Crabbe.
Yeah.
The kid who played him got arrested and is in jail for marijuana charges.
Oh, Jesus.
So what they did in the script is they put Blaze Zambini, who is an actual character, happens to be a black character. They just put his character in all of Crabbe's roles. Wherever you see Blaze, that should have been Crabbe.
Yeah.
But Crabbe just dropped off the face of the earth because the actor got arrested.
Didn't that happen with the Hunger Games? Rue? Wasn't Rue white in the first book?
Nope.
And she's...
No, she's black. And
oh, she's
dark
skinned,
I think,
right?
It's... Yes, yeah. Everyone from that district is that way. And I think I think it's hilarious that people only got upset when the movie came out.
Yeah.
Bitch, it was in the book.
Yeah. I completely forgot about
it. It was described in the book.
Yeah. Like, they don't say black. They say like dark skinned, or they don't specifically say African American. It's just when it crossed over into the film version, little black girl gets killed. It causes a controversy.
People get it. Yeah. Of but course. I mean, it's not a surprise. You knew that Rue was like that.
Everybody always be hating on a black guy.
Whatever.
That, when I was in Vegas, if you ever go to Vegas, there's always people on the streets trying to hand free shit out to you. And there was just a plethora of black men trying to hand their rap CDs out to people. And one night we're walking on like the bridges in between the casinos and everything. And one dude, all he was saying, like they all have like something that they yell to try to get your attention. All this one guy kept saying is, everybody be hating on a black man. Everybody be hating on a black man.
They just give out free CDs?
Yeah.
I need to go to Vegas just to get free CDs. That would be amazing.
I almost took one just because all I kept hearing this guy saying was, everybody be hating on a black man.
I mean, if they're handing them out.
Hey, all of them, I was wearing I have a Sonic the Hedgehog shirt.
Yes.
That Sonic Tails and Knuckles, but their heads are made up of the letters that make up the names of all the levels in all the old Sega games. And like, four of them were pointing at my shirt and all going, Sonic, my nigga right here, Sonic.
Oh, jeez.
I'm like, okay.
Okay about that. But yeah.
Well, I got my tattoo done on my arm.
Yes.
It was wrapped up and it was covered in trash bag because it was 100 degrees out and in the glaring sun. Second I walk out of the mall where the tattoo place was, one of those guys is handing out a CD. Like a crazy looking black guy, and he goes, yeah, motherfucker here got a tattoo on his arm.
Oh, jeez.
I'm like, I'm glad in Vegas the black trash bag around the arm signifies like
tattoo. Yeah. Yes.
Maybe I just like wearing trash bags, you know? Like,
and maybe you're trying to start a new thing.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Stephen Hawking.
Oh, yeah.
Stephen Hawking predicts that artificial intelligence is going to be the, or he claims it's the worst thing that could happen to humanity.
Why?
He thinks that this is going to be sort of like a Skynet thing from the Terminator, where artificial intelligence will grow sentient and take over the world and enslave us all.
Maybe.
I mean, it's possible. I mean, that was the whole premise of the Terminator. Skynet was just a computer system that developed, it was AI, and it became self-aware and decided that humanity was a threat.
Well, of course it is. Yeah. I mean, we're what created it.
Exactly.
But they do have AI things. They have little robots that they've been putting in like kindergarten schools, and they've been learning with the children.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that could be what leads to the death of everyone.
Maybe.
That's how it starts.
If it's not the computers, we're just going to kill ourselves. I mean, look at all of this shit that we're doing to the world. We're screwed.
It starts with kindergartners.
It starts with kindergartners. It always does.
Our future generation.
Yeah, we're fucked.
He's citing...
the Terminator.
Well, he's citing digital personal assistants as major players in what could be the downfall of humanity, like Siri, for example.
Oh, because of all those people driving off of cliffs?
Yeah.
Driving into the middle of nowhere and blaming it on their mobile thing instead of, I don't know, themselves because of something called, I don't know, common fucking sense.
I got a story about that, but I just want to mention that Microsoft announced their answer to Siri.
Oh.
Cortana.
Cortana.
Who is your sidekick your artificial intelligence companion in all of the Halo games.
Oh.
They're taking a character from their most popular franchise and now making it.
Might as well.
If you have a Windows device, a Microsoft-made device, Cortana will be your Siri, which is absolutely awesome.
I don't know if I need something like a Siri, though. I just Google everything I need.
Siri is because, like, my iPad is Siri. I've never used it. My new iPhone has Siri on it. Before, I had, like, the iPhone 4, which was, like, the only, you know, currently. The iPhone 4 is the oldest supported iPhone device that Apple has right now. But it's also the only one that doesn't have Siri.
Okay.
The only one that they're still supporting doesn't have Siri. The 4S was, like, the oldest one to have Siri. So this is new to me. I only use it if I'm driving and if I have my iPhone and I'm using it as the iPod. Because I have a separate iPod that sometimes I bring. If it's just the iPhone, I'll use Siri just to start the music player. I'll just pick it up and I'll just start it. And I'll just go shuffle songs. Boom. That's it. That's all I use it for.
But when we were driving to Salem to get our pictures taken, we were asking Siri where we were, and she just kept telling us we were at a specific address. We're like, what town are we in? What city are we in?
What sucks is Siri.
You're at 52 Main Street.
Siri needs, data, you know, active data to be able to give you information. If it's going off 3G, it's going to be a little spotty. It's like ideal for Wi-Fi and everything. So, because there's a lot of times I notice now as I'm driving into work, which parts of my commute that Siri will give me trouble on and which parts she won't. If I try to say shuffle songs, it will freeze up and then say, I can't help you right now.
I can't help you. I'm sorry.
It has to search the internet for what shuffle songs means, surprisingly enough.
Weird.
It is very weird. But yeah, I am driving home today from work. And I noticed this minivan pull up behind me. It was, you know, just the rush hour traffic.
Yeah.
This minivan pulls up behind me. I noticed that its front grill is pretty much dismantled.
I always get scared when I see that.
Yeah. And I can see that the side, like the passenger side, has a massive dent in it.
Oh, no.
And what do I see the driver doing?
Texting.
Phone, trying to position the phone on top of the steering wheel so he could either text or do something. And I see him looking at that. I see him look up at me because, you know, we're kind of like slowing down, speeding up, slowing down. And I'm like, you know, switching between looking in the rearview mirror, looking in front of me to see what the hell's going on. And I noticed he looked up at me, realized how close he was, and all of a sudden just started swerving all over the place.
Oh, my gosh. I get so scared when I see a car near me that's clearly fucked up. Because you know that person is not a good driver.
Yeah.
They were a good driver, their car would not look like that.
Yeah, exactly. When I saw the condition of just the front of his car, let alone the rest of it, and then I saw him doing that, I'm like,
it's cause for concern.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, this makes a lot of sense now. I would have given you a heart attack if you were with me. I just switched into the next lane.
That's
about
what you need to do.
An inch in front of a truck, like an 18-wheeler, who probably never even saw me. I was probably in his blind spot. And I couldn't front because I'm just like, look.
Way to almost get yourself killed.
Yeah. But I didn't want to get rear-ended. That's the other thing.
So you'd rather get rear-ended by an 18-wheeler.
Because the car that was in front of me in that lane came about a centimeter from getting rear-ended because the guy sped up after I got out in front of him and started swerving. And then I saw him jack on his brakes doing about 70.
God.
And nearly hit the guy in front of me. And then that guy, I kind of gave that guy a little bit of room, but he did the same thing I did. He merged without looking because it was like a frantic, get me away from this guy.
Get out
merge.
Of the way. Oh, my God, goodness. I hate that shit.
I've never seen anything that bad before.
I'm not going to lie. I've texted on the road. I've looked down to unlock my phone and press the button that you can dictate a message to. Yeah, maybe my text message won't make complete sense. But, I mean, I've gone on YouTube and searched for a video that's been in my history. You know, it's never, I'm not sitting down writing the next great American novel on my phone.
Yeah, it just depends on your skill as a driver. If you know, because like this guy clearly could not look at his phone and look back up at the road and kind of like, because, you know, the few times I actually do this and know I have the opportunity to do it, I make sure I'm not in traffic.
You're not near anyone.
Yeah, it's like, okay, few seconds looking at the road, glance at the phone real quick for no more than a second.
Yeah.
You know, you got to know how to, you got to know, you know, I'm not sure if you're condoning this, but when it's appropriate and how much time to dedicate to looking at your phone.
Yes.
This guy was like, okay, I can either look at the road or I can look at the phone. I have to pick one. I'm choosing the phone
while I do 70 on the highway.
And we weren't necessarily in the straightest stretch of highway here. It's right around the, it's between Route 9 and Route 30 on the Mass Pike,
yes,
where it's curving around the lake.
Yes.
So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I sincerely hope that guy flipped his van at some point and learned his lesson.
Did you shit a brick?
I shit something.
I shit shit.
Just a picture on my shirt. It's not actually a black man. It's actually the shit.
It's just shit.
it seems to have come out in the shape of Lavelle Crawford's face.
You have an artistic asshole.
Yes, I do. I'm proud of myself. Speaking of cell phones and cars, there was this guy in Florida who had a cell phone jammer installed in his car because he got fed up with people just like
a cell phone jammer.
Yeah, he actually had a device that would jam cell phone signals. So if people, like if he drove by people,
yeah,
it would fuck their phone up. It would jam the service on their phone. It basically just, within a small radius of where this guy is, your service just goes kaput.
I don't like that, because what if someone's using their GPS and they're using it properly?
Yeah.
You know, they've got their phone up on the dash or they're just listening to it.
Yeah.
He's fucking up their commute.
Well, that's also against the law, too, because this guy was eventually arrested and given a $48,000 fine for doing this. This was solely out of his annoyance with seeing people either talking on their cell phones, texting, just holding up a device while he was driving to work, to and from work on the highway. Seeing people do this, it just pissed him off. So he got a cell phone jammer, a signal jammer, set it up in his car, and was just fucking with people as he drove by.
Yeah.
What tipped the authorities off was Metro PCS had a tower in that area, that stretch of the highway where this guy would use for his commute. They noticed at the same time, maybe, you know, every Monday through Friday or whatever, at the same time, they noticed there'd be interference. And they noticed a trend, because the interference would only appear at certain times of the day.
Yep.
In the morning and then in the evening. It would usually only be between Monday and Friday. So they got a little suspicious. They let the authorities know, and they deduced that it was this guy with a cell phone jammer.
I wonder how they pinpointed him. But yeah, I mean, I understand you want to be safe on the road, but that does not mean that you're allowed to interfere with other people's stuff, because other people could be using their electronic devices properly.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't be able to interfere with that.
Yeah, well, cops have that stuff. They need to have that stuff. I don't know what this kind of thing does and what kind of devices it affects. But
think about the GPSs.
Yeah.
Think about anyone who wants to listen to music.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah. This article here is from Slate.com. It says, Metro PCS reported to the FCC that every day for 2 years, their cell towers...
2 years!
2 long years. Their cell towers had experienced unexplained interference near a stretch of I-4 between Sefner and Tampa, Florida during the morning and evening commutes.
Tampa. Oh, Tampa.
Remember when I thought there was only one place in Florida?
Yeah.
Disney.
Well, now you know there are 3 places.
4. I forgot Universal.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Jurassic Park is there. How
your world
Jurassic
is
Park,
getting bigger.
Which I believe is getting renamed to Jurassic World, because they're going to have to promote that new movie next year.
Oh, yeah.
The FCC investigated and detected wideband emissions coming from a blue Toyota Highlander SUV belonging to cell phone vigilante Jason R. Humphreys. Humphreys admitted that he was using the jammer, and this week the Fed slapped him with a $48,000 fine.
That is a lot of money.
Yeah, and like you just said, this article mentions that jammers can be dangerous if they happen to interfere with things like 911 calls or law enforcement communications.
Yeah, so potentially he's putting people at risk by trying to make the road safer.
I'm pretty sure he's actually put people at risk. I mean, 2 years?
Probably.
There's at least one person who probably really needed a phone call or something.
Or he drove by an ambulance.
Yeah.
Or a police officer.
Also, this guy could just make himself happy. Like,
selfish.
So insecure. I read this awful thing today, and I refuse to listen to this, but there's this this thing that came out. There's a guy on Thanksgiving 2012. He murdered 2 teenagers.
Oh.
Because he was paranoid of people breaking into his home.
Oh. oh, this guy, yeah, he set up the trap.
Yeah.
Those kids had been breaking in, though, but it was premeditated murder. I read about that. It was deemed to be premeditated.
It's just out of, like, paranoia, though. I mean, yeah, I mean, there are factors bring in. I mean, you know, cell phone guides. Oh, I just don't like the fact that people are texting, calling, at risk for an accident. In the other guy's case, it's I don't like the fact that there's break-ins happening, so I'm just going to take it to the next level. It's just paranoia. It just drives people to the point of insanity.
It's like he knew that these people were going to break in. He almost lured them to the area. He set up surveillance. Mm-hmm. There are recordings of him, like, after you hear the shooting and says, you're dying. Like, he taunted them while they were bleeding out.
That it was released today. The audio.
It was?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I've read the transcripts.
Yeah.
But Jesus.
Those videos, like, you know, the death videos, all those things. I know some people that are just like, oh, my God, you got to watch this. It's like, no.
Can't do it. Granted, if that man wanted to really, you know, do some justice and whatnot, set up security. Mm-hmm. And then if you see them breaking into your home, you give that video footage to the police.
Yeah.
People do that all the time. I've seen numerous videos where, my neighbor tried to break in. I saw it on Reddit like 3 months ago. Someone's neighbor kept breaking into their house, so we set up video surveillance right at the door so you could see the person's face. The person realizes there's a camera, tries to remove the camera, but thankfully the guy was smart enough to have backups already made, which the guy couldn't find. Give it to the authorities. They've got their face. The fact that they committed a crime, it's taken care of. You don't kill 17-year-old boys for breaking into your home.
Yeah, boy and his girlfriend.
It was two boys?
No.
I thought it was two boys.
A boy and a girl.
Really?
Yeah. I was just reading it earlier today. It was a boy and a girl. Yeah, because the girl came down 10 minutes later looking for him.
Oh, yeah.
And he, I think, shot her.
Because one went first.
Yeah, the boy went first, got killed. She went down, and he, like, I think he shot her directly or shot at her. She fell, and then his gun jammed.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so he apologized to her, which is, like, I thought that was, like, the most, like, cryptic fucking thing. Like, just draw that out much longer than it needed to be.
Well, maybe he shot her in a non-lethal spot and it's like, I'm sorry you're suffering right now.
No, hers was worse.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because then he said things like, you're dying. You're dead.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Fucker's mocking this.
But now the thing is, in that state, you're allowed to use lethal force if someone is committing a felony in your home.
Yeah.
So technically, he was right.
Yeah.
But because of the fact that he had all that surveillance and security, it was considered premeditated.
Yeah.
If he had none of that, he might have gotten off.
Yeah. Instead, he got slapped with a life sentence.
Because he had the video footage and the audio footage. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a weird moral thing. Because I do believe in being able to use lethal force if someone is breaking into your home. Because think about the situation where a young mom is home with her baby, and I hate to be sexist like that, you know, but a big guy comes in. What is she going to do? What can she do?
Exactly.
Really, you know? And you should be able to feel safe in your own home. And I definitely condone the right to use lethal force if someone is potentially dangerous to your well-being in your home.
Yeah, self-defense.
It is.
Yeah.
And that's what this guy was trying to claim.
Yeah, it's just...
But it wasn't because it was premeditated. Yeah, it was fucked up.
Yeah, like I said, the audio's there, but I refuse to listen.
Yeah, I don't want to listen to that at all.
All right, let's do this.
When it's over...
Daddy Wampus.
The end.
Bob Hoskins died.
Yeah.
I meant to bring that up there and talk Radio Meltdown. Completely forgot. Mario. Mario.
Yeah. I loved Super Mario Brothers. I loved that movie. Everyone gave that movie so much shit. I fucking loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it. It was so crazy to see Yoshi.
Yeah.
Like, that was so fucked up.
See,
Trust the goo. And
I didn't like it. I don't know. I
loved it.
I just maybe I don't know. Maybe it's just because like when I first saw it, it was because remember I was a Sega kid growing up. I never had a Nintendo system, so I knew Mario. I had played Mario before. I understood it, but it wasn't my thing. You know.
Well, if you didn't like that, Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yeah,
it's on Netflix. We need to watch that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have not seen that movie since I was maybe 6 years old.
I loved that movie so much. I mean, that's what Bob was most well known for, but he's been in well over 100 movies.
Yeah.
Long career.
See, the pictures that they were showing of him were like recent photos. I'm like, who? And then I see like Super Mario Bros. And everything, and I'm just like, this guy.
Big in the 80s. I mean, he's been doing stuff from the 70s, 80s, 90s.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess he had, I'm forgetting. It's what Michael J. Fox has.
Parkinson's.
Yeah, he suffered from Parkinson's and for the past couple of years was having a bit of a rough time.
Yeah.
And he finally passed on, was it Wednesday?
Yeah.
On Wednesday.
Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for Daniel Von Bargen to die. He was do you ever watch Malcolm in the Middle?
Not a lot.
That's the first thing I saw him in, but he was in Super Troopers. He was in one of the RoboCop movies. He was on Seinfeld. Like, everyone's always associating him on Seinfeld. Now, he's still alive. The guy tried to... He was in the news a couple years ago because he tried to kill himself.
Oh, whoa.
Failed and called 911.
Oh, no. Yeah, did he try to do?
He tried to shoot himself, and he somehow survived.
Oh, my gosh. That's awful.
He shot himself in the temple and somehow survived. And he had mentioned that because he's a diabetic, he had had a leg amputated recently and was going to get the other one amputated. And he just decided killing himself would be a better option, except he failed. And no one's heard anything about him since. But I'm waiting. The clock is ticking down for like the last 2 years.
That's crazy. Okay, yeah. Going back to Bob, just because he did just pass. Recently, Snow White and the Huntsman.
Yep.
You know, he was in that. A Christmas Carol. I'm just going through his IMDb now. Garfield, The Tale of Two Kitties. Son of the Mask.
Who was he in Garfield?
Vanity Fair. In Garfield, he was Winston. He was the voice of Winston.
Yeah.
Frasier, Made in Manhattan, The Lost World. Let's go back a few years.
Wait, he was in The Lost World?
Yeah.
The Jurassic Park?
He was... No. Let me... The Lost World.
Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's Lost World.
Professor George Challenger.
Yeah, that's the...
2011.
That's, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
He was in Spice World. That Spice Girls movie. He was in Balto. He played Boris the Goose. Hook. Mermaids. I'm just listing off like everything in his IMDb, but yeah, big as Kevin Smith would say, big bucket of win. Sad to see him go, but
yeah,
hell of a fucking career.
Speaking of movies,
114.
Matt Smith, aka the 11th Doctor, will be in the new Terminator movie.
Oh.
With a role that will be expanded over the next two Terminator movies, because apparently this one that they're filming right now is part one of three.
Of course it is.
Which is hilarious, because Terminator Salvation was supposed to be part one of three, and we never got two or three.
Oh, jeez.
So, like, the end of Salvation sets it up for another movie, except no one cared. So I don't know why they decided...
Except there's no movie.
Yeah, so I don't know why they decided to reboot it with him. What a weird cast they've got. They've got Cersei, they've got Daenerys, both of which have played Sarah Connor at some point.
That's too much.
Daenerys is playing Sarah Connor in this one. Cersei played Sarah Connor on the Terminator television show.
Yeah.
And then you got the 11th Doctor playing a major character. Oh, and J. Jonah Jameson's going to be in it, too. From J.K. Simmons. We're probably...
well over.
Yeah, so...
Sorry.
Rather than say the Orange Room is up next, the Orange Room comes on Morlick Radio every Saturday, 9 to 11 p.m. So you can always listen to them after you listen to us.
You can do that.
You probably only listen to us right now, so you can listen to them.
Probably.
We Talk Radio and Meltdown always used to be, because the show that used to come on after us on Edge FM was called The Filler Show.
Okay.
We were always the show that like people would tune in for the last like 20 minutes of.
Just because they were waiting.
Getting ready for The Filler Show. We were the show that everyone referred to as, what the fuck is this? So.
What the fuck is this radio?
Yep. So, wow, we almost went the entire length of the music bed.
As we do.
Yep. Hey, this is, I think, only the third time we've gone the entire 6-minute length of the bed. See, I'm just drawing it out now.
We forgot to mention things, but yeah.
Okay, time to go.
Bye.
Goodbye.